A purported Taliban spokesman told local reporters by phone that both men were shot and killed Saturday afternoon. The news ricocheted across Kabul's fairly tight-knit expatriate community, but within hours, fresh reports suggested all had not been lost. The Afghan Foreign Ministry said it could still not confirm the report. German officials, too, said they had no independent verification of the Taliban's claims. And then Foreign Ministry spokesman Sultan Ahmad Bahin told reporters Saturday evening that it appeared the Taliban were lying. He says the latest information they have is only one man died, but he died naturally from a heart attack. The second German is still alive. Afghan officials insist it is still too soon to give up hope. Earlier Saturday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel rejected the Taliban ultimatum to withdraw Germany's 3,000 troops from Afghanistan. Ms. Merkel said the troops would stay in place. She is not the only international leader seeking the release of hostages in Afghanistan. Thursday, Taliban militants kidnapped at least 18 South Koreans. The evangelical Christians were traveling between Kabul and the southern city of Kandahar, territory widely considered a Taliban stronghold. The mass abduction is the largest single group of foreign hostages taken since U.S.-led international forces ousted the Taliban regime in 2001. The militants are threatening to kill all the Korean hostages unless South Korea agrees to withdraw its forces from Afghanistan. Seoul currently has around 200 non-combat forces in the country and already plans to redeploy them by the end of the year. South Korean President Noh Moo-hyun issued a televised appeal for the hostages' safe return on Friday and insisted Seoul would conduct sincere negotiations for their release. A high-power delegation is scheduled to fly from Seoul to Afghanistan Sunday to meet with Afghan President Hamid Karzai to discuss efforts to free the South Korean Christians. Afghan officials say kidnapping cases in general are on the rise as Taliban militants seek new ways to undermine support for Afghanistan's U.S.-backed central government. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.